I want to make some supplementary comments.
李师母也在我们中间。
Yeah, Mrs. Lee is also in our midst. I'm really afraid of Father Ye's introduction.
Because
he said that I'm from Canton, Meishan.
又讲什么从小学、中学，我怕他不知道讲到什么时候才把我74年的光阴能够把它介绍完。
He talked about my elementary school, my secondary school. I don't know when will it that he will complete my introduction.
我们是1977年到 Boston。
We came to Boston in 1977.
那个时候37岁。
At that time I was 37 years old.
现在73岁。
Now I'm 73 years old.
时间实在过得非常非常的快。
So time just flies by.
我本来没有想到那么多数目字。
At first I did not think of that many numbers.
因为今天是我们25周年，所以你们这个25刺激我想到很多很多的数目字。
Because today is the 25th anniversary, so I thought about a lot of numbers.
今天下午会在你们的这个感恩聚会的里面。
So I'll be in your Thanksgiving celebration this afternoon.
我特别提到那么多年来，我们大概只能够用一个字来代表，用一个字来描写。
So for all these years that have gone by, I can just use one word to describe it.
就是恩典的恩。
That's the grace.
那么那个等今天下午我再来跟大家分享我心里面的负担。
So I'll share with you my burden this afternoon.
我是很多年，我们很多年很多年没有在冬天回到New England来。
For many years I have not been returning to New England during the winter time.
简直把我们冻坏了。
We're broken to death.
但是发现你们这边让我们热坏了。
But here I'm so warm here.
那给我一个很深的一个感触。
So I just have.
当这个世界越来越冷的时候，
When the world becomes colder and colder,
但愿神的家永远是温暖的。
May the family of God are always warm.
很多时候我们看见外面很温暖，但是很多时候教会很冷淡。
So sometimes we see that world outside is very warm, but inside the church is very cold.
在台北第一间装冷气的教会。
And in Taipei, there's a church that put on the air conditioner.
但是现在到处都有冷气，冷气的这个中央系统的冷气。
But now a lot of churches will have central air.
但是在第一个装冷气的教会。
In the first church to put the air conditioner on.
那个牧师，那个他们请了一个客座的牧师来讲道。
They invited a speaker, a pastor.
他不小心讲漏了一句话。
So he missed one thing.
那教会已经够冷了，还要装冷气机吗？
So
今天给我一个很深很深的相反的感觉。刚才我们又听见我们的姐妹说，我们教会最近有什么有 water damage 啊？
I just now heard the sister announce that recently our church has water damage.
我不晓得有没有闹水灾哈。但是啊，差不多了是吧？我就想到洪水泛滥，耶和华坐着为王。
When the flood comes, the Lord Jehovah God is in the heavens.
我们说这永远是外面世界上面的一些描写。
So we always describe what is in the world.
但是很多时候我们发现教会里面，难道我们也会有这种水灾的或者洪水的现象？
But do we have a flood occurring inside the church?
所以实在心里面有很深很深的感触，回到这里。
So when I return here, I have deep feelings in my heart.
我特别谢谢叶伟弟兄刚才讲的一句话。
I especially give thanks to Brother Yet for one sentence.
我们非常欢迎我们的李牧师。
I really truly welcome our Pastor Lee.
我刚才坐在那里。一听见他讲这句话，我眼泪禁不住就流出来。
Yeah, and when we were sitting there listening to his introduction, my tears were on.
不是有一首诗歌说我们都是一家人吗？
There's a song that says that we are in the same family.
但是千万不要讲错了，我们一家都是人啊。
Please don't say that. Oh, a whole family are human beings.
因为是人的缘故，所以有许多人的问题。
Because we are human beings, there are lots of problems.
当许长老跟我联络说要我在今天跟大家一起在这里欢度25周年的时候，
When Elder Xu contacted me that asked me to come for the 25th year of celebration,
马上一段圣经就进到我的脑海里面。
So immediately a passage of the scripture came into my mind.
就是刚才我们大家轮流读的那个腓立比书。
It's the scripture that we have just read together, Philippians.
里面有一句话，保罗称许腓立比的教会，你们是同心合意的兴旺福音。
There's a sentence that Paul praised the Philippian Christians that they have co-worked together in partnership of the gospel.
这是圣经给我们的题目。
So this is the topic of the Bible.
如果我们用一句比较通俗的一个题目的话,
if we use a very common topic,
我们可以说团结就是力量。
We can say unity is strength.
台湾有台湾的团结就是力量的歌。
In Taiwan, they have songs that sing about unity is strength.
在中国大陆有中国大陆一首很出名的一个军歌，团结就是力量。
And then in China, that's a military song that also prays about unity is strength.
事实上，团结就是力量，这是我们都耳熟能详的事情。
Actually, this is a very, very common topic that we've heard all the time.
在欧洲有好几个国家以这句话作为他们的格言，国家的格言。
Like in a lot of European countries, they use this phrase as the slogan for the
比利时。
Belize?
No, Belgium.
Oh, Belgium?
比利时南美洲。 大概教会我们以前做千里达的工作，我们心都在中南美洲，对，忘记了欧洲了。荷兰，或者 Netherlands，然后我们看到在这个保加利亚也是用这句话作为国家的格言。Also,
Bulgarians also use the slogan.
南非他们也是用这句话作为他们这个激励他们全国要合在一起的。
Also in South Africa, they use the slogan to.
甚至在这些国家的国徽都有这样的一句话，是用拉丁文写出来的。
And also written in the country, they have the slogan written down.
保罗跟腓立比教会的关系非常非常的亲密。
So Paul has a very close relationship with the Philippine church.
是他所设立的教会。
It's a church that he has established.
是在欧洲第一个被设立的教会。
但是也是差派保罗支持保罗出去宣教的一个教会。所以腓立比书可以说是保罗写给他母会的一卷书。谢谢他们一直为他祷告。
谢谢他们一直用物质和金钱支持他。但是保罗也在腓立比书里面语重心长的，特别的语重心长的，特别是帮这个提醒他们，勉励他们。所以在刚才我们所读的这段经文里面。
In the passage we have just read,
我们看见保罗把他的心完全敞开在腓立比弟兄姊妹的当中。We
saw Paul opening his heart before the brothers and sisters.
他说我每逢想念你们的时候。He
said every time when I remember you.
我一想到你们就为你们感谢神。Whenever
I remember you, I always give thanks for you.
而且我每一次为你们祷告的时候。And
in all my prayers.
是欢欢喜喜的祷告。I
always pray with joy.
我们的祷告有很多不同的情绪的祷告。
In our prayer, we can have lots of different emotions.
有的时候我们祷告像保罗一样欢欢喜喜的祷告。
Sometimes when we pray like Paul, we are filled with joy.
很多时候我们知道，当我们为一些事情祷告的时候，我们也是带着一个非常沉重的心情祷告。
Sometimes when we pray for different things, we carry a very heavy heart.
但是保罗说，每一次想念你们，我就很欢喜；每一次祷告，我就很开心。
Whenever I think of you, whenever I pray for you, I am filled with joy.
为什么呢? 因为你们是同心合意的兴旺福音。
Why? Because of your partnership in the gospel.
今天早上我盼望在这段圣经里面分三部分跟大家一起来思想。
I hope to break this passage up into three parts to share with you.
请注意保罗跟腓立比教会称赞他们的时候。
Remember when Paul is praising the Philippian church.
同心合意兴旺福音。
He said, take partnership in the gospel.
但是他这个称赞有一个前提。
But then he has something a preface.
那么这个前提不只是称赞，这个前提也给他们一个提醒。
It's not just praising them, but also reminding them.
他说从头一天直到如今，同心合意的兴旺福音。
It's from the first day to the present time. They were laboring together in the gospel.
所以这里很清楚看见有个时间的观念。
So we see this time element.
从头一天。
From the first day.
就是腓立比教会开始的头一天。
First day that the Philippine church started.
一直到如今。
Till now.
就是保罗写信的时候。
Is when Paul was writing the letter.
离开腓立比教会开始到保罗写信有十年的时间。
After he has departed from the Philippine church and till he writes the letter is 10 years apart.
他说这一段时间你们是同心合意的兴旺福音。
10 years you were laboring together in the gospel.
但是你注意下面一句话保罗怎么说。
Please pay attention to the following sentence.
他说我深信在那在你们心里动了善功的又要成全这功下面有一个时间的观念直到耶稣基督的日子。
So I firmly believe that he who began a good work in you will carry it to completion. And then there's a time element.
所以我们看见有头一天。
And then there's the first day.
直到如今。
Till now.
直到耶稣基督的日子。
To the day of Christ Jesus.
保罗接受这个称许他们的话。
Paul threw this word of praise to them.
给他们一个很重要的提醒。
Give them a very important reminder.
没有错，过去你们有许许多多蒙恩的地方。
Yes, in the past you have a lot of blessings.
过去你们有许多地方可以被称许的。
And a lot of things that you worthy to be praised in the past.
但是他接下去怎么说呢？
And what do you say, sorry?
从如今到耶稣基督的日子。
From the present time to the day of Jesus Christ.
不要忘记是在你们心里面动了善功的那一位他要成全这个工作。
Don't forget, it's the person who has begun a good work in you. He will complete this work.
在接受这句话也提醒他们。
And it also remind them.
过去你们是同心合意兴旺福音。
Yes, in the past we were collaborating together.
不要忘记耶稣基督一直在你们心里面在那里动这个功成全这个功。
Don't forget that Jesus Christ is in your heart, that keep on working in your heart to fulfill this work.
所以当我们到了一个时间的一个关卡的时候。
So when we come to this time element,
我们看到过去。
We saw the past.
我们看到前面将来。
What's ahead of us in the future?
我们有许多的回顾。
We have a lot of reflection.
我们许多的前瞻。
We have a lot of looking forward.
但是不要忘记保罗在这里提醒我们。
But don't forget Paul is reminding us here.
不是我们成就什么东西。
It's not what you can accomplish.
是那在我们心里面动了善功的那一位他要成全的工作。
It's he who has begun a good work in you will complete the work.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear brothers and sisters.
过去的得胜。
The past victory.
不能保证我们将来的得胜。
It's not a guarantee for our future victory.
所以换句话说，我们要为过去感恩。
In other words, we should give thanks for the past.
所以说我们不要忘记这是上帝的恩典。
Don't forget that it is the blessing from God.
对过去得胜的见证。
So the testimony of the past victory.
不是今后得胜的保证。
It's not a guarantee of future victory.
我想这是我们很多侍奉主多年的人犯的一个很大很大的毛病。
So this is a big mistake that many of us have served God committed.
我们常常忘记一件事情。
We always forgot this.
得救是恩典。
Salvation is a grace.
我们侍奉主也是神的恩典。
Our serving God is also a grace.
上个礼拜我们所背的经文。
Last week we memorized the scripture.
罗马书十二章。
Romans chapter 12.
我们要把身体献上当作活祭。
You have to offer your body as a holy and living sacrifice.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear brothers and sisters.
让我们在主的面前记得。
Let's come before the Lord and remember.
当我们把自己献上的时候。
When we offer our lives before God.
上帝在我们的身上。
The Lord is in our midst.
有一个非常非常重要的一个挑战跟提醒。
Gives us a very, very important challenge and reminder.
是上帝的恩典。
It's the grace of God.
去年是我跟师母结婚50年。
And last year is Miss Lee and Pastor Lee's 50th anniversary of marriage.
也是我们出来侍奉主50年。
It's also that we came out to serve God for 50 years.
当我们回顾这50年的时候。
As we reflect on the past 50 years.
我们很自然就会有对前面的前瞻。
And also we look ahead and look forward.
我们发现过去跟将来有密切的关联。
We found out that the past and the future are closely related.
很多时候我们侍奉主了五十年的时间。
After we have served God for 50 years,
我们常常觉得自己有一种说不出来的一些功德的感觉。
Now we feel that we cannot express the merits that we have.
我们绝对不会说出来这样的话。
Of course, we won't say it at all.
没有我，怎么会有今天？
Without me, it won't have today.
我想没有一个人会这样说的。
I said no one would say things like that.
如果说这样的话的人，大概老早已经没有他了。
People that say things like that, they might have disappeared already.
但是当我们侍奉主久的时候
，When we serve God for a long time，
当我们做基督徒久的时候
，When we've been a Christian for a long time，
我们慢慢就忘记一件事情。
Gradually we forget one thing。
我们还要继续往前走。
We have to keep on moving forward。
而且，当我们往前走的时候
，And as we go forward。
我们要知道，那动了善功、成全这功的，不是你，不是我。
We still remember the one who began the good work and completed this work is not you and me.
对，很多时候我们常常不知不觉忘记了我们在主面前的身份。
But often unconsciously we forgot our identity before God.
我在去年你们夏令会的时候
，Last year during the summer retreat.
我曾经提到我这个六十岁生日的时候的事情。
I just mentioned about my 60th birthday.
因为那件事情对我有非常非常深的一个挑战性跟提醒。
Just that thing gives me a great challenge and reminder.
因为我太太突然那天就跟我讲了一句话。
Because my wife told me something like that day.
你六十岁。
You're 60 years old.
14年我不会忘记她说的那句话。
For 14 years, I could not forget what she said.
因为这十四年那句话一直好像 haunting me， 一直好像对我来讲一直有一个很深很深的一个很可怕的压力。
So the sentence has been haunting me for the past year.
也是一个非常非常有爱心的提醒。
Actually, it's a very loving reminder.
我想很多人都听过我说这个。
I think many people have heard me say that.
他说你六十岁。
But you're 60 years old.
我送两个英文字给你。
I give you two English words.
Finish well.
Finish well.
Finish well.
嗯，好好的完成。
啊，谢谢。刚才翻广东话啊。有一次，刘牧师，我们大家在一起，传道人在一起聚会的时候。
One time when I was with Pastor Liu and we ministers sharing together.
那我也跟他们提到这个 finish well 这件事情。
We also mentioned about this finishing well.
那么后来那个 Chinatown 的冯雅各牧师
And later, Pastor Jacob Fong of Chinatown
在聚会的时候就突然就我讲了一半他就站起来说话
Especially in the midst of my sermon, he stood up and said something
他说讲中文就讲中文为什么讲好好的讲中文突然来个 finish well 两个英文字
He said when you're speaking in Chinese and speak in Chinese why is it that in the midst of it you said
我说我不会翻译我说我不会翻译。
So、I don't know how to translate.
冯牧师，我会。
And then, and the pastor Jacob said, I know.
我说怎么翻译
？And how do you translate that?
说善终。
To finish well.
我说我六十岁生日。
So it's my 60th birthday.
我太太送给我两个字。
And then my wife gave me just two words.
翻译成中文。
When you translate into Chinese.
说你六十岁了。
So you're 60 years old.
你要死得漂亮一点。
When you die beautifully.
广东人说带吉来兮啊，真是我说我生日你跟我讲这样的话。
So the Cantonese would say, oh, it's not very good luck for you to mention this during my birthday.
但是14年来，今年74岁，每一年我都不会忘记。不要说每一年，每一天我都不会忘记他说的话。
In the past 14 years, now I'm 74, and then.I would never forget what she said to me.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，开的好是感，那我们很感谢神。
It's very good that we can have a good beginning. We give thanks to God.
就我们说，好的开始是成功的一半。
So we said a good beginning is half of the success.
哎，我们就停在那里。
So we stop there.
我们没有好好的想一想。
We did not think well.
这个那个另外的一半是什么
？What is the half? The other half.
对不对？我们刚才讲，好的开始是成功的一半。
We said that a good beginning is half of the success.
那么请问后面一半是什么
？What is the other half?
你说善终就是另外一半。
To die beautifully.
能够继续下去，能够忠心的继续下去，是那成功的一半。
To continue this to live faithfully for God.
对，主耶稣基督不只是创始成终的主。
The Lord Jesus Christ is not only the one that began a good work and completed it.
他也是贯彻始终的主。
And he's also through us all the time.
他不是开始的时候在，结束的时候在。
He's not just there in the beginning or at the end.
他是一直从头到尾，他说我就与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
But all the way through, he promised to be with us until the end of time.
25年不过是个时间的一个观念。
25 years has passed. It's a concept of time.
从头一天直到今天25年。
From the first day until today, 25 years already.
刚才我听见我们的姐妹说，有高山，有低谷。
And just now, our sister said, we have high mountain top, we have
有欢笑，有眼泪，好像就是她说的刚才。
And we have tears.
你知道每一次我在听前面的人领唱，我都很注意听的哈，因为不是单单听到的时候听神的仆人讲。我常常发现在前面唱诗的时候，上帝也透过他们所分享的也有信息在里面。
I often pay very close attention to those that are leading worship because God will give them messages that can help us.
所以刚才雅珠在带我们唱诗的时候，我就特别听到他讲的这几件事情。
So as Yaju was leading us in worship, I just pay very close attention to that.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
My dear brothers and sisters,
有高山有低谷。
There's high mountain top and dark deep valley.
我相信今天在我们面对前面的时候。
I believe as we face tomorrow and the future.
不要忘记，上帝一路与我们走到今天。
Don't forget that God is with us all the way through today.
主还要继续带领我们往前走。
And He will continue to lead us to go forward.
在过去25年来。
In the past 25 years,
有许多上帝的恩典。
There's a lot of God's blessings.
我们在1989年开始的这个教会。
In 1989, our church started here.
1995年开始的千里达的那个短宣，甚至在那边有长期的工作。
In 1995, we started the short-term mission in Trinidad, and we have long-term work there.
2003年，我们在 Nashua 那边植了堂。
In 2003, we planted another church in Nashua.
我上这个你们的网站去看一次，这个 Nashua 你们中文叫做什么
？I try to interpret the word Nashua.
叫做哪城华人圣经教会。
So it's the city of Nashua in the Chinese Bible Church.
Grabbing the city of the Bible Church, 要哪城？要哪到那个城？对、
oh,
那个圣经教会。
Yeah.So it's like grasping, taking hold of the city, you know.
我就想到我们的李牧师在那边，大概就是像约拿一样，要去把尼尼微城全城的人把它拿下来哈。
So I think
叫哪城
？I think Pastor Joseph Lee, when he was there, he's like Jonah. He wants to take hold of the whole city of Nineveh.
前面我们还要继续走下去。
We have to keep going forward.
求主让我们看见，前面要靠主，勇敢的靠住主的恩典。往前走。
May the Lord help us to see that we have to be bravely going forward by His grace.
团结就是力量。
Unity is strength.
除了从过去到今天，一直到主耶稣基督再来的日子。
Besides from the past to today, and from today to the day of Christ Jesus coming back.
过去与未来。
The past and the future.
但是我接下来讲到里面和外面。
Now we're going to talk about the outside and the inside.
这个教会过去这十年来在腓立比那里看到同心合一兴旺福音的一个见证。
We saw the good testimony of the Philippine church that they were co-laboring in furthering the gospel.
魔鬼也知道团结就是力量。
Now, Satan knows that unity is strength.
所以当他看见过去十年有这样的一个力量的见证的时候
So when he see in the past they have such testimony and strength,
他做了一些很厉害的工作。
So he did something very serious and severe.
圣经里面，特别新约圣经里面描写撒旦。
In the New Testament, how to describe Satan?
有两种不同的描写法。
There are two different types of description.
第一个描写说魔鬼好像什么呢？好像吼叫的狮子。
The first description said Satan is like a roaring lion.
这是在彼得前书说的。
This is written in First Peter.
但是在哥林多后书
And in 2 Corinthians,
保罗用另外一个角度来描写魔鬼的工作。
Now, Paul used another view to describe Satan's work.
光明的天使。
He said he pretend to be angel of light.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我觉得这两方面的一个描写。
So there's two ways to describe.
我们看见魔鬼的工作。
We saw the work of Satan.
一方面，在过去2000年的教会历史当中。
And in the past 2000 years of church history.
我们看见魔鬼不断地做这样的工作，在外面用不同的压力来压迫神的教会。
We see Satan from outside just use different kind of persecution to oppress the church of God.
接着逼迫。
So through persecution.
接着杀害。
Killing,
接着许许多多的一些外面的攻击
through a lot of different attacks from outside,
但是感谢赞美主
praise the Lord,
我们的主是得胜的主
our Lord is a God of victory,
两千年来
in the past 2000 years,
这个吼叫的狮子
this roaring lion,
再怎么样吼叫
no matter how he roars,
再怎么样来攻击教会
no matter how he attacks the church,
但是教会越被攻击越刚强
the more they attack the church, the more the church becomes strong,
过去六十年中国教会的历史
In the past 60 years of Chinese history,
我们就看见教会到今天
We see the church up to now,
不只是能够在信仰上在见证上站立得住
Not only can stand very firm in their faith and belief,
而且我们看见教会有百倍的增长
And we see the church grow 100-fold.
撒旦在这方面我想常常觉得无可奈何
And sometimes I feel that it's out of my control.
但是光明的天使的
分子 the attacks of the angel of light
里面的分化
and then the inside strife
腓立比书第一章
Philippians chapter 1
告诉我们说他是同心合意的兴旺福音
it tells us that they were co-working together with one heart and mind in the gospel
但是保罗到第四章的时候
and in chapter 4
好不好请各位我们翻到第四章
let's turn toChapter 4,
第一节
verse 1,
到第三节
to 3.
我们请 Amy 替我们念一下这三节的圣经。我来读好了，你这个。
Okay. In English, huh?
Yeah, in English.
Okay. So that my brothers and sisters, dear friends, whom I long to see, my joy and crown, stand in the Lord in this way. My dear friends,I appeal to Euodia and Syntyche to agree in the Lord. Yes, I say also to you, true companion, help them. They have struggled together in the gospel ministry along with me and Clement and my other co-workers whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice.
前面讲到同心可以兴旺福音。
And friendly talk about co-working together with one heart and mind for the gospel.
到了第四章，保罗特别提醒他们在教会里面有一些难处。
Now in chapter 4, Paul reminded them in the church there's some difficulty.
而这些使同心合意受到影响、受到打岔的是什么呢
？So what is this that is affecting this one heart and mind?
这里有两个姐妹。
So there are two sisters.
保罗说我要劝这两位姐妹
So Paul said I'm going to plead with these two sisters
要在主里同心
You have to be one heart and mind in the Lord
这两个姐妹不是普普通通的两个教会的姐妹
So they're not very ordinary sisters
保罗说他们在福音上曾与我一同劳苦
Paul said they have struggled together in the gospel ministry along with me.
那么第三节最后他说他们的名字都在生命册上。
And then verse 3 also said that their names are in the book of life.
他们是基督徒。
They are Christians.
他们是保罗的同工。
They are Paul's co-workers.
就在同心合意兴旺福音的称赞的里面。
As he's praising them for co-working with one heart and mind in the gospel.
他们带来教会一个极大极大的一个危机。
But they brought to the church a great crisis.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
My dear brothers and sisters.
是今天很多外面的压力临到我们。
Yesterday we have a lot of outward kind of pressure.
感谢主我们今天在美国。
Praise God today we're in US.
在过去这些年来。
In the past days.
我有机会到许许多多所谓创起地区的一些国家或者地区。
So I've been to a lot of countries.
那么在这些国家、这些地方呢，我们看见不是那么容易传福音的。
And we see that it's very difficult to share the gospel there.
我们知道今天到了穆斯林的地区。
We go to the Muslim countries.
我们实在非常关心他们。
Really concerned.
我们非常的爱他们。
Really love them.
但是我们发现在那样的一些必须里面
we find that in those areas,
当我们去传福音的时候
when we want to share the gospel,
我们发现我有许许多多的难处
we find out that we face a lot of difficulties.
所以当我们同心在主人面前祷告同心在你侍奉的时候
So when we are serving God and praying together with one heart and mind,
很多时候我们看见神的工作就蒙神的引导和带领一直到发展到一个能够荣耀神的地步。
So we see that the work of God will be led by him, and then it will come to a point of great glory to the Lord.
但是什么时候当我们里面我们的力量分化的时候
But anytime when our strength are being divided,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
My dear brothers and sisters,
侍奉主在做的这几十年来
In the past years of my serving God
心里面最深最深的一个痛苦或者一个负担
The biggest pain of my heart and burden
就是看见今天的教会里面充满了许许多多一些不和谐不同心的地方
Is that when I see a lot of strife and like disunity in the church
有一首诗歌我想我们都很熟叫耶稣恩友
This song that we are very familiar called Jesus, My Friend.
What a friend we have in Jesus. 这首诗歌讲到耶稣是我们的好朋友。
What a friend we have in Jesus. Talk about Jesus is our best friend.
主耶稣也在约翰福音第十五章。
And also Jesus talked in John chapter 15.
他在13到15节里面三节圣经里面都提到朋友。
And then in the three verses for 13-15, he mentions friends.
我不再称你们为仆人。
I don't call you my servant anymore.
我称你们为朋友。
I call you my friend.
摩西称为神的朋友。
Moses is called friend of God.
亚伯拉罕称为神的朋友。
Abraham is called friend of God.
但是今天求主把朋友的爱放在今天教会的同工里面。
And may God just give us the friendship, the love of friends in among co-workers.
那么多年来。
All this year,
我在神的面前有一个负担。
I have a great burden before the Lord.
我可以跟许继康长老当好朋友。
I can be good friend with Elder Shi.
从他在大学的时代。
From his days in the university.
我们彼此认识。
We know him.
但是多年来。
But in the past year.
我们很少机会一起做同工。
We have very little opportunity to serve God together.
他在这个现在目前在学生工作也好，神学教育的工作也好。
Whether he's worked in seminary training or in among the students.
在机构上，我没有跟他在一起有机会同工过。
I have no opportunity to serve God together with him before.
除了有一段时间在海外校园。
Except for one time in the university.
所以我们是好朋友，但是上帝不一定让我们做同工。
So we are good friends, but God might not give us the opportunity to serve him together.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters,
我们一旦做同工，求主把好朋友的情谊放在我们的当中。
Once that we become co-workers, may God allow us to develop this close friendship.
What a friend we have in Jesus. 不是指耶稣 What a friend I have in Jesus. Amy 是我在基督里面，在主里面的好朋友。
So what a friend we have in Jesus is like for some. Amy is a good friend in Christ.
所以以后当我们每一次唱这首诗歌的时候耶稣恩友
So every time we sing this song What a friend we have in Jesus
耶稣是我的恩友
Jesus is my friend
在耶稣里面的那些弟兄姊妹也是我的好朋友
So all those brothers and sisters in Christ is also my good friends
但是今天我们人跟人之间实在有许许多多不能够在主的爱里面相合的地方
Sometimes among human relationships There's a lot of times we could not love one another
以前有人说过，说一个人有五个手指。
Some people said, a person has five fingers and one hand.
那五个手指有长有短。
And then it's different length.
那么彼此就说比赛谁最重要。
So they try to say, hey, who is the most important?
那大拇指怎么说呢
？So the thumb said.
说当然我最重要。
Because I'm the most important.
因为每一次告诉你是顶呱呱的时候，就用这句话。
So every time I say you're the best, you know, I always put out this finger.
第二个指的说我最有权柄。
So the second thing, you know, I am most authority.
因为我一骂人就是这样骂的。
Whenever I scold people, I just point to them.
所以每一次我说这个你们不要忘记我是五个指头里面最重要的。
So don't forget, I'm the most important, I'm the most authority.
中间这个指头说你们把手伸出来看看。
So the third finger said, just take out your fingers and see.
那谁最长
?Who is the longest?
你看最长的就是我。
So you see, I'm the longest.
所以我最重要。
I'm the most important.
那第四个说，
and the fourth finger,
你们都不要讲。
Don't say anything.
今天钱就等于权。
Today, if you have money, that means that you have authority.
你看所有的戒指都戴在我的手。
So all the rings are put in my finger.
所以我是最重要。
I'm the most important.
那第五个说，你们都不够看。
Oh, you guys are nothing.
他说我是最重要。
I'm the most important.
说你们每一次祷告的时候。
Every time you pray.
最靠近上帝的是我。
So my finger is closest to God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，My dear brothers and sisters，
当我们你也说你最好，我也说我最强的时候
，So everybody say, you know, I'm the best or I'm the strongest。
但是当我们要拿东西的时候，我们是五个指头一起拿。
When we want to try to pick something up, we have the five fingers to work together。
最近两年，主一直给我一句话。
In the past years, two years, the Lord has been giving me this sentence。
因为我不完全。
Because you're not perfect。
我就没有不被批评的自由。
So I don't have the freedom not to be criticized.
因为我不完全。
Because I'm imperfect.
所以我没有批评别人的权利。
So I don't have the authority and the right to criticize others.
弟兄姊妹，真的，我常常用这两句话提醒我自己。
Brothers and sisters, I very often remind myself of these two sentences.
原谅我再说一遍。
Let me repeat.
因为我不完全。
Because I'm not perfect.
所以我没有不被批评的自由。
I don't have the right not to be criticized.
因为我不完全。
Because I'm not perfect.
我就没有批评别人的权利。
I don't have the right to criticize others.
所以普天之下只有耶稣基督有权，如果他要批评的话，只有他可以批评你，可以批评我。
So under heaven and earth, only Jesus Christ has the authority and right to criticize you and me.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
My dear brothers and sisters,
今天在外面的合一，
Today, the disunity outside,
常常被里面的分化给破坏掉，
and also destroyed by the differences, division from within.
在这里告诉我们说这两位姐妹，
So here he tells us about these two sisters,
这两位姐妹是在主内的
So they are members of the body.
他们是跟保罗的同工。
So they're co-workers with Paul.
但是保罗说，这两位姐妹要劝他们在主里同心。
So Paul appealed to these two sisters to be one heart and mind in the Lord.
越侍奉主。
More serve God.
越发现教会的难处。
We find out a lot of difficulties in church.
是在核心。
And among unity.
是在核心。
And unity.
不是，是在核心，是在 core group， 是在中心。
It's the core group unity.
求主恩待我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
让我们看前，看后。
May we look forward and look backward.
看里，看外。
We can't look inward, we look outward.
保罗说，同心合意，兴旺福音。
Paul said that you have to strive together for the sake of the gospel.
他提醒我们。
Paul reminds us.
不要把手段跟目的搞混。
Don't mix up the means and the ends.
我们不是为同心合意而同心合意。
We don't just co-work because we just want to co-work.
同心合意是因，兴旺福音是果。
So that when co-working together is the cause, and then the striving and flourishing in the gospel is the fruit.
所以今天我们在主的面前，这因果的关系不能搞乱。
So we do not mix up the cause and the effect.
团结就是力量。
Unity is strength.
但你的力量需要哪来？要发挥它的作用。
But then you have to just exercise this strength so that they can put into effect.
但是反过来。
It's just vice versa.
当我们去兴旺福音的时候。
We go to further the gospel.
我们就可以同心合意。
Then we can co-work in one heart and mind.
这是多年来我悟出来的一个道理。
This is what I.Come to understand.
很努力要同心
We'll strive together to be one heart and mind. And then we want to strive for the gospel to be heard.
当我们真是为着福音的缘故
But we do it for the sake of the gospel.
上帝就会让我们有同仇敌忾的同心合意
So the Lord will help us to co-work together with one heart and mind.
求主恩待我们
May the Lord have mercy on us.
真是让我们在主的面前看见保罗在这里给我们一些提醒，保罗给我们的一些挑战。
We see that Paul is here challenging us and reminding us.
在过去这几十年来
，In the past decades,
主让我有机会看到宣教在神面前的一个很重要的一个挑战和提醒。
So God allows me to see a lot of different challenges in mission.
今天一个基督徒的存在。
Today, for a Christian to exist.
一个教会继续的存在。
For a church to continually existing.
只有一个目的。
Only one purpose.
就是大使命。
It's the Great Commission.
求主让我们在主的面前。
May we come before the Lord.
很多时候我最近常常碰到一些年纪比较大。
And often I met people that are more elderly.
他们就告诉我说他们有一本书对他们帮助很大。
He said that there's a book that has helped them greatly.
人生下半场。
He said the half of your life, the other half of your life.
那本书的那个中心的一个主题是什么？
So what is the main theme of this book?
那本书的中心的这个主题呢，就是说人生的上半场在追求成功。
He said that the first half of your life you're seeking for success.
人生的下半场是追求意义。
And the last half of your life you're seeking for meaning.
我们今天都到了美国。
And today we all come to
US. 不管我们从哪里来。
No matter where you come from.
我们在追求成功。
You're seeking for success.
我们来到这个地方。
We come here.
我们为着我们的下一代。
We come here for our next generation.
我们现在非常的努力，就是为了希望下一代有一个比较幸福的一个下一代。
So we're laboring because we hope that our next generation can have a very blessed life.
但亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
有一天孩子长大了
One day the children will grow up
25年前
25 years ago
我跟刘牧师我们常常有机会在一起祷告一起配搭
So I have a lot of opportunity co-working with Pastor Liu
那个时候我们一起聚会一起在一起的时候两家人会在一起的时候
So at that time you know, our two families would get together
他们的几个孩子都很小，我的两个孩子也都很小。
So there are four children, very young, and then also my two children.
我的老大今年49岁。
Now my oldest son is 49 years old.
哇，想想这时间过得好快。
You see, time just flies by.
但是，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
But dear brothers and sisters.
当我们看见时代这个小孩子长大的时候。
As we see our children grow up.
我们突然发现我们。初出来美国的时候的那个初衷，开始的那个时候的目的。
So we suddenly remember the reason why we came to U.S. in the first place.
儿子都已经当了医生了。
The son has become a medical doctor.
啊，看他们在家里面，这孩子都非常幸福，而且做了很好的爸爸妈妈。
So we saw them that they are very blessed and also become good parents.
突然之间，我就发现我在为谁辛苦为谁忙。
And suddenly I start to think, who am I laboring for? And why am I so busy?
当我们经过空巢期的时候
And when it's empty nest time,
突然想到说我在这里的意义是什么
Suddenly think, why am I here the purpose of my life?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
My dear brothers and sisters,
今天上帝留我们在地上
Today the Lord has let us remain in this world.
你看再过今年是25周年
Now this is 25th anniversary.
我想今天下午一定我们的同工会说哎呀前面25年怎么样怎么样
This afternoon, my co-workers will say, what God has done in the past 25th year?
不是25年，感谢主。
And then we praise God and thank God for that.
前面25年如何如何。
And then in the front of us, what will we do?
去年我们结婚50年。
And last year, Pastor Lee and Mrs. Lee's 50th anniversary.
我突然在想，我说，过去50年如何如何。
And I said, in the past 50 years, what did you do?
我就牵住她的手说，前面五十年我们要怎么怎么。
And I hold her hand and say, what will we do in the future 50 years?
没有五十年了，弟兄姊妹。
No, we don't have 50 years.
我不晓得我们还有多少年。
I don't know how many years we have.
她开的单子是蛮，不晓得是乐观还是，她说二十年。
It's pretty optimistic, that means 20 years.
因为20年以后94岁，这里有没有90岁以上？我想
说有。Now, if it's 20 years, then I'll be 94 years old. I don't know if there's any 94-year-old people.
不会说50年。
Not say 50 years.
他说20年。
She said 20 years.
你知道我怎么看我自己
You know how I look at myself?
我说主啊。
I said, Lord.
过去50年你的恩典丰富。
In the past 50 years, you have very abundant blessings.
主啊，让我好好的过前面这一年。
May I just live well this one year ahead of me.
弟兄姊妹，当我开始出来侍奉主的时候
，When I first come out to serve the Lord,
我好像就跑到一个队伍，好像跑到一个队伍，一个长。
Like I'm following a whole group.
他们在排队。
They are all lining up.
那我就远远看见那边有一个门。
And I saw a door over there.
一下子门打开。
And then the door was opened.
哎，就有一个人进去。
And then one person went in.
一下门打开。
And then the door opened.
一下进去。
And then someone go in.
哇，现在几十年过去了。
And then now years have passed.
我发现我这个门，我离开这个门越来越近。
And I found that I'm closer and closer to the door.
去年十二月。
Last December,
听见有消息说藤敬辉牧师回天家了。
We said that we heard that Pastor Tang Jinghui passed away.
又听到什么什么说余立功牧师离开了。
We heard another famous pastor, 余立功 passed away.
弟兄姊妹的压力很大的。
There's a big pressure.
因为这个队伍越来越短了。
Because the line becomes shorter and shorter.
但是我最生气的是什么？
But the most thing that makes me most angry.
很多人不乖，插队就先跑掉。
And many they did not line up, but they just went in front and left.
上帝在他身上有特别的旨意，让他早一点回天家。
But God gave him special meaning and that he can go to the heavenly home.
那请问你我还有多少时候
？How much time do you and me have？
我不知道。
I don't know.
刚刚进来的时候。
When we first came in.
有老姐妹抱住我。
And some old sister hugged me.
他说：“李牧师，你是替我施洗的。”
I said, Pastor Lee, you baptized me.
我看见他容光焕发，心里很感恩。
I sure look so cheery. I'm so full of thanksgiving.
但是到底在过去这那么多年来
，But in the past years that have gone by,
我们看见许许多多的人已经迁回去了。
And you saw many people that have left already.
不管前面有多久
，You don't know how much time we have in front of us.
不要忘记
，Don't forget.
让我们为着兴旺福音成为我们今后我们在神面前人生的目标。
May spreading the gospel be the goal of our life.
我四岁的孙子，四岁的孙子。
And then I'm like a four-year-old.
我不晓得刘牧师现在讲到会不会常常讲孙子。
And now before we talk about our children, now we talk about grandchildren.
那天我到台湾。
And when I went to Taiwan.
我跟我的孙子讲，明天我们要回美国。
I told my grandson tomorrow we're going to leave for U.S.
在夏令会的时候跟你们讲过这件事情。
And then I talked to you before.
四岁的这个孙子。
My grandson is 4 years old.
他看看我。
And he looked at me.
他说他那个时候要上学哈，爸爸要带他上学。
I said his father's going to take him to school.
他就对着我说。
And he said to me.
公公。
He said, grandfather.
今天晚上我请客。
Tonight I will invite you for dinner.
因为你明天要走了。
Because tomorrow you're leaving.
所以今天晚上我请客。
But just tonight I'm going to invite you for dinner.
我看看他。
And I look at her.
四岁。
He's 4 years old.
你请客，你哪里有钱？
You want to invite me for dinner, then where comes the money?
饮食其中说，公公你有钱。
Okay, the grandfather, you have money.
哇，我告诉你，我好感动啊。
Oh, I'm deeply touched.
我说我侍奉主就好像这样。
So when I serve God, it's like that.
因为我请客，上帝付钱，你懂我的意思吗
？I invite others for dinner, but the Lord will pay for the bill.
但是不重要。
That is not important.
后来他加了一句话。
So he added one more sentence.
我想大概是他妈妈教的。
Maybe his mother.
但是运用的非常好。
But it's very good application.
他说公公。
The grandfather.
这个叫做分工合作。
This is like co-working, you know, and distributing the work.
什么叫分工合作呢
？What does it mean for the distributing the work?
我们分工就是说，你出钱，我请客，这是分工嘛？然后合作起来不是很好吗
？So sharing the work now, you use your money, and then I invite you for meal.So this is my share.
诗篇第八篇有一句话。
In Psalm chapter 8.
神在吃奶和婴孩的口中建立他的能力。
God built his strength among nursing babies.
不要以为童年无忌。
Don't think that only children, they don't know anything.
他们常常说出一些话来让我们觉得非常非常的得益处。
Sometimes they say things out that really greatly benefited us.
求主让我们学会怎么样分工合作。
May the Lord help us to know how to share our responsibility.
让我们在主的面前。
Let's come before the Lord.
真是有一颗心，再一次在25周年的时候。
That we come to the Lord and have this heart that in this 25th anniversary.
求主给我们看见有一个献身的祭坛。
That we will once again offer our life before this altar.
我们愿不愿意把我们余下的光阴奉献给主？
Are we willing to give the rest of our life as an offering to God?
把我们的家庭奉献给主。
Let us offer our family, our home to God.
把我们的教会奉献给主。
That we offer our church to God.
我想五十周年的时候，大概我们大概没有福气继续跟大家在一起感恩去庆祝。
I think in the 50th anniversary for this church, I will not have the blessing to be among you celebrating.
虽然现在很多人说医学发达，科学发达，现在可以活到120岁。
Although many people say, wow, now the technology is really advanced, you can live to 120.
但是不管怎么样，求主让前面的25年，如果主怜悯宽容我们。
But no matter what, if we have another 25th year, may the Lord have mercy on us.
让我们再接受今天的祭坛。
The true today's altar.
在主的面前，让我们一起把这些我们的身心献上。
Maybe offer our heart and our life before God.
所以在上个礼拜所背的经文是罗马书十二章第二节。
So last week's memory scripture verse is Romans chapter 12 verse 2.
但是在第一节提醒我们。
But the first verse it reminded us.
我们要奉献我们自己。
Was to offer our life.
然后进入第二节。
And then we come to verse 2.
心意更新变化。
That we have renewing of our hearts and minds.
愿主恩待我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
基督祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，我们实在感谢你。
Our dear Lord, we're really thankful.
你永远给我们有 second chance, 有第二次的机会。
You always give us second chances.
甚至有的时候给我第三、第四、第五次的机会。
And even give us third and fourth chances and fifth chances.
主啊，当我们今天在这二十五周年的时候。
And today as we celebrate 25th anniversary.
天父，我恳切地求你。
Father, we plead you.
主啊，你恩待我。
And you have mercy on me.
恩待我的弟兄姐妹。
And have mercy on my brothers and sisters.
恩待你自己在。主的面前蒙福的25年的教会。
That you have like blessing upon this church that has been so blessed in the past 25 years.
主啊，让我们有一个做主仆人的心智。
That we have a heart to become God's servant.
主啊，继续的学习，忠心在你的面前跟随侍奉你。
Continue to learn to follow you and serve you faithfully.
主啊，让我们真是能够做见证，说我们在过去25年同心合意兴旺福音。
That we can really make this testimony in the past 25 years, we have been striving together for the sake of the gospel.
让我们继续往前走的时候。
That as we move forward together.
主啊，我们还是同心合意的兴旺福音。
Together we are also with one heart and mind striving for the furthering of the gospel.
赐福这个教会。
Bless this church.
主啊，让我们在主的面前很清楚地看见。
That before the Lord, we can see very clearly.
你多给谁，向谁多取。
The more you give to a person, the more you demand from them.
多托谁，向谁多要。
The more you entrust the person, the more you demand from them.
主啊，我们等候在你的面前。
Wait upon you.
垂听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
要把下午的聚会交在主你手中。
And we put the meeting in the afternoon before you.
主啊，我们相信下午有许多不同教会的一些同工们会来。
And we believe that a lot of different co-workers from other churches will come.
主啊，我们求你。
And we plead it with you.
让今天下午的聚会。
Let this afternoon's meeting.
只见耶稣，不见人。
That we see nobody but Christ alone.
主你的荣耀。
That your glory.
主你被高举。
That you be lifted up.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen. Amen.